Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, in me, Gloria, not in me.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise Him. Hallelujah. I am so grateful to be here on this morning coffee with me, just waiting for some more people to come and join in. Let me see. Let me read some of these here comments on here. Okay, so my mother says she can't hear me, so let me take out the air plug so that you see. Can you hear me now, Mom? Let me see. So just type in the chat if you can hear me. Cousin Camille says, Snook.
What's up, Camille? Can they hear me?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if they hear me. Camille, can you hear me? Oh, good. Thank you, Lillian Watson. She said she can hear me. Thank you. Yeah, amen, amen, and amen. Good, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for coming to my live on this morning. I am just so super excited about what God is doing in the kingdom and what God is doing. I'm just so excited on today. For those who are new on my live, I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, and I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Oppression for Eternal. So on this morning, I'm not going to hold you all long, but I am so super excited about my nephew, Anthony Benson Park Jr., who was with us on this morning. God is just doing some amazing things, y'all. And let me tell you, whichever direction God is taking me in, however he's throwing me out there, I'm just closing my eyes and I'm just jumping out the nest. How about that? So I'm just super excited about what God is doing. You know, my thing is coffee with me. I know my nephew, he don't have his coffee. He loves when his aunt makes his coffee. But because I'm on the West Coast, he's on the East Coast. So every time we see each other, first thing you say is, "I really make me some coffee." So I'm so super excited. Just to introduce him. This morning, he is such a phenomenal man of God, and I just love him, and I am just so encouraged and inspired by him, just his drive and his grind in life. So we just come in just to shed some hope and some encouragement to you. So but before we get started, let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, Lord God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day. We thank you, God, for new mercies every morning. We thank you, God, for your tender, loving mercies that you care for us. You love us more than we love ourselves. And God, we do thank you. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across for our sins that we may have everlasting life. He said in thy word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So, introduce, amen, my nephew, Anthony Benson Park Jr., a.k.a. Snooky, as we call him. I bless for him and his tenacity, his zeal. He is a musician. He's an artist. He's an owner and creator of his own brand, which is Nina Boys Apparel. He'll somebody could type it in the chat, you can go to his Instagram. Well, you can give them your information, Suki, where they can go, Anthony, for, like, to purchase your apparel. He got on one of his hoodies now. Where could they go, Anthony?
You can go on Instagram at Nina Boys Apparel. So it's at Nina, B-O-Y-Z Apparel.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. And he also got some hot music out there, too, on Spotify under Doughboy Snook, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yes. Apple Music, you name it. Yes.
YouTube, everywhere.
Everywhere, yes. So when this morning we're talking about overcoming your challenges, just overcoming your challenges. Look, I know I didn't have too much coffee on this morning, but I'm already hyped before we even get started. Just overcoming challenges in life, and as we talk about just overcoming challenges in life and what is that to us and how we overcome things, obstacles that may get in our way, but we still pursue, we still push forward. And I wanted just to read the scripture text, which is Nehemiah chapter 2, beginning with the fourth verse, and it says, "The king said to me, 'What is it you want?' Then I prayed to the God of heaven, and I answered the king, 'If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried so that I can rebuild it.'" This is God, may God add the best to the reading of his word. This is Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 4 through, believe, 6, I read. And in this portion of scripture, Nehemiah was talking to the king, Xerxes, about going to rebuild the wall around. Wait, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm getting text messages like someone making sure everybody can hear me. Oh, yes, yes. Okay. So they got, okay. I'm sorry, you guys. Thank you, Malika, my niece, said she could hear me. And I think my sister Nikki said it, and Penny, they all said they could hear me. And so I'm back to Nehemiah. Nehemiah had a passion to rebuild the wall that was burned down at Jerusalem years ago. But the thing about it is that when he asked the king, you know, the king asked him, "What is it that you want?" And he said, "If I find favor in your sight, then allow me to go to rebuild the wall." And it's something because Nehemiah had to leave his full-time job to go do the Lord's work. But look how God made it so that he was able to do that. Now, I'm not saying for your entrepreneurs out there, just quit your job. But he followed the voice of the Lord. But he overcame his challenges. And the challenge was his fear of the king. Because the king, he was a cupbearer to the king. So all he what his job was to is to taste the wine and make sure he's not being poisoned. He put his own self there on the line. But if you were to ask the king anything other than about him, then it was a chance that he could have gotten killed. But see, he said, "And I prayed and I asked the Lord." Let me tell you, it's nothing like praying when you're standing in some religions. You got to go to the southwest corner and pray and pull out a rug. But let me tell you, when you serve the Almighty God, while you running, while you walking, while you standing, you can ask God whatever. So Nehemiah, he overcame his challenge. His challenge was fear. Fear of asking the king, could he go rebuild it? And guess what? The king allowed him to go rebuild that wall. Why? Because he found favor with him. And why? Because God, because he stood up and he didn't allow fear to handicap him and paralyze him. So I just wanted to get Anthony's some feedback on him, like challenges you may have faced in life in terms of overcoming obstacles, but you still push forward, you still kept your faith, and you still, and you didn't allow fear to handicap you.
Yeah, I was just talking about that yesterday with one of my friends. The thing about it is, for you to do that, you got to have patience, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what you think is 3 years to you might be 1 hour to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So what you think is a long time for waiting for him to, whatever plan he got for you, sound fool, you might think 3 years is a long time. You might think 10 years is a long time.
Yes.
Right. And God knows it might be 10 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So patience is everything. far as I like what you said about communicating with God. You can communicate with God on the spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I deliver for the post office. Sometimes I forget to pray when I wake up, and I pray when I'm on my route.
Mm-hmm.
And it still come through because it's time. Like even when you think about like when you got game, when that line is game. Some people don't believe that that is true. Or sometimes it happens on a smaller scale in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes I pray on my route, and I be faced with a grown pit bull. You know what I mean? And that's like God for like a little humble spirit in the pit bull. Because I'm talking about like face to face, like we 2 feet away, and it just standing there and look. You know what I mean? And I just talk that to God. You know what I mean? And that's why I know prayer works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Prayer definitely works.
It might not be like
back in the Old Testament where everything was streaming out in the open, but it is small, like small situations that you might be in that might be parallel to what happened back in the Bible.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because pit bulls is like one of the most vicious dogs.
Yes.
That you know where it comes, and for it to be standing still and peaceful. Standing still and peaceful, I know that's God.
Yeah.
So a lot of things with God is like it takes patience, and you really gotta believe in them.
Yeah.
Because if you don't believe in them, it's not gonna happen for you.
That is so true. That is so true. I love the story about Daniel in the lion's den. I love that story because when he went down to the lion's den, when the king came to see was he devoured, he was so standing. Oh, my God, he was so standing. So, and I know he didn't have time when they threw him in there to get on his knees. He was like, look, while I'm standing and walking in there, God protected me, covered me. So I just love it. And sometimes people, like you said, they feel like...
I think it's important for black men, especially, to have a relationship with God because we're born in the lion's den. You know what I mean? We're born in the lion's den. As soon as we come out our mother in America, we're in the lion's den. That's why it's so important for black mothers to instill God and prayer in us. Because we're going to be dealing with the lion's den all our life. You know what I mean? Lions come in different forms.
That is so true. That is true. But even though some African American men may feel that way, when you know God, you know that He's in control of all things. And some may use it as an excuse. But then some is like, look, it is what it is, so I'm going to keep pushing because I know God is on my side, and I know whatever I can do, anything that anybody else could do, any race could do, because that's the kind of God that we serve. So you got to look at yourself. You may feel like that, but you still don't allow that to stagnate you in life and feel like, oh, my God, I may feel like I'm in a lion's den, time I'm born because of the color of my skin, but I still could be and do anything that everybody else can because of my trust and my belief in God. So, so I am, and that's another thing of instilling, instilling prayer into your children, how it's so important just to pray over your kids and speak life into them, and even when you're tired, and I know how your mother used to do you and your sister, when you used to go to church, always looking like, oh, my God, another afternoon service, another afternoon service. Well, your sister, Ramika, was like, hallelujah, but she was like, another service.
That's the truth.
Yes.
It's important. I think it's even more important for fathers to instill prayer into their sons, too. You know what I mean? In the beginning, my dad wasn't like that. But as I got older, he started instilling that into me.
Yeah.
And like, probably from like 15 to now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because some people don't, Black nose don't look at it as cool. You know what I mean? To pray out loud or to pray over your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They look at it like, I feel like they look at it maybe as a sign of weakness somehow. I don't know. Because I don't know how, but I feel like some men look at it like that. But if you got a dad that's telling you, to pray and leave it up to God. You know what I mean? It's a little bit smoother
for
you.
Yeah, because it's like you look up to your father, you look at him like, I know he ain't no punk, you know what I'm saying? So, and if he trusts God and believe in him and pray,
yeah.
I know that it's cool, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
And then you find out as you get older, you know what I mean, how important it is, like, because you might not know, even if you do it because your dad told you to do it from 15, 20, whatever, once you have kids, you don't understand how important prayer is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now you want God to cover them. You know, you never thought about it for yourself. You know, mm-hmm, I'm afraid to get to go through the motions. But then when you were your kids, you're like, all right, I need you to come through on this one.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm,
then you understand why it's so important to think for yourself, too.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, another thing,
yeah,
sometimes I may talk to adults and they may say, I really wish that I would have instilled Jesus in my child when they were younger and now they're grown. But it's never too late. You know what I'm saying? It's never too late. You can still instill it. You can still pray for them. You can still pray for that relationship that they may grow with the Lord. So it's never too late. So for those who are listening who may feel like, oh, my God, it's too late for me, you know, to instill it in my child because my son or my daughter are grown now. They're 20, they're 30, 40 years old, even 50 years old. There's no way. Yes, it is a way. So you keep believing and you keep trusting. You keep giving them the word of God because it's never too late for you. And when someone has said that to me, I said, wow, I said, you know, don't feel like that because you can still instill the word of God into them. You know what I'm saying? And even though your mother may have stood it from birth, but then your father, you know, as he started growing in the Lord, you know, he started instilling into you when you were 15, but he still instilled it into you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I go to stay with him today, he playing gospel at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, woo, don't stay with your parents because he put the gospel on 4 o'clock in the morning.
Is a rough
age to be
like, all right,
bro. Okay.
Start playing for yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 15, you
already think
you're eight. Yeah. So, just be encouraged, you guys. You know, even if you felt like you have failed the children by not giving them the word. No, you didn't fail them. God has given you another chance to instill it in them, so it's never too late to instill it in your grown children or when they're younger, you know, or when they're older, you feel like they're too old. No, they're not too old. You know, kids, they'll always be, no, I don't care how old they are. So you keep speaking life into them. I love Nehemiah, how he overcame his challenges by fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, he was up against the king who didn't even serve God. But he had to tell the king, I got to go and because I have to do the Lord's work. And he said, well, how long are you going to be gone? And you all can Nehemiah chapter and 2, but I'm coming to chapter 2. And guess what? God granted him that time. And he went, found favor, did the work, rebuilt the wall, was out of work for a little while, and then he came back. But see, that's God for you. And I got to share this story of faith and believing that because it was years ago, and I was unemployed. So on the interview, and my mom said, how did the interview go? I said, the interview went well. They asked me to work Sundays, and I told them no. And she was, what? What are you talking about? I said, Mom, I have to go to church. And at that time, I was like, look, I'm in a place where I need everything is going to be bad. Everything. I'm stopping the smoking. I'm stopping the weed. I'm stopping the drinking. I just need the Lord. So I knew what I needed. And God is so awesome because when I took a stand and I overcame my challenge, and that challenge
was not to be fearful of speaking up in the interview, and I was really polite, you know, and just told him, no, I can't work Sundays. And he said, okay. He said, well, you know, I'm going to hire you anyway. I just wanted to see would you come to work some Sundays. But then how about as the weeks went on, you know how you get a chance to know your coworkers and you start talking, and she said, you know, I come and work on some Sundays. I come to work on Sundays. She said, I'm missing church, and I'm really upset that, you know, I've been missing church. And I said, oh, my God. But she didn't take a stand to say, hey, I can't. I took a stand, and God is so faithful, and he hired me anyway. So I'm just saying sometimes you just got to throw your faith out there and just say, God, I trust you. I believe you. And if this door closed, then I know you have a greater one for me. But my faith was believing that I would get that job. But I had to be honest with him because he didn't even know I was fighting for my life. No, I need church all day, all day. I cannot work on Sundays. So that was just the story of just overcoming fear, and that fear was me not getting a job, me continuing unemployed, knowing I got a car note, got to pay that car insurance, and I took a chance, and guess what? I got hired. You know what I'm saying? So I know faith is sometimes a hard thing, you know, because it's like what the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things I see. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. You got to believe, just like when you believe in your business that you have, when you're the boys apparel, that you believe that you can create and it will work. Why? Because you prayed and asked God and he delivered. You know what I'm saying? Like, woo, I just love it. I just love it. Mm-hmm.
It is a big thing jumping out there, especially with your own business, because it's always, I mean, failure is always an issue when people starting their business. They fear they're going to fail. But like you said, you have to have faith to start a business.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing you have to have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have a connection with God so he can put you position on the right path to go with it. Because you can start a business and it can go south. You know what I mean? You can start a business. It can bring people to you that's negative, you know what I mean? And you might be going down a negative route. So, yeah, starting out with faith and also keeping God in the plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you just let it grow. Let your business grow through here.
Another thing I want to talk about, starting your business, but then getting to a point where it seems like when the higher God take you, the more he start weaning some folk away from you. And not that I feel like everybody is bad, but sometimes their mindset may not be the same. And for Nehemiah, the position that God put him in to other people, it was like, oh, you just a cupbearer. But look how God used him to be a cupbearer to get next to the king so the king could give him resources to go rebuild the wall. Woo, glory. You don't even know. That's why I said you can't look down at people because, oh, they a janitor or they pick up No. You can't dumb down what God has given to folks. You know what I'm saying? So I never feel like I'm so above somebody because you never know. Just because that person who may be a janitor, you don't know what's in their bank account. You don't know if they doing it part-time or you just don't know. You cannot judge folks and the position they have at work because if they please and satisfied, then let them be pleased and satisfied. You know what I'm saying? So can you imagine how people just looked at Nehemiah? You know what I'm saying? You a cupbearer. You know, look at you. You just all you doing is just guarding the king and drinking and putting your life on the line. But God had him at a time for that moment and for that time because he knew he was going to call him to rebuild the wall. So the king asked him, well, what do you need? Even the queen, well, what do you need? They gave him all the resources that he needed. And then so he could be protected, he said, okay, so give me a letter when I'm traveling because, see, he know that the enemy was going to try to come up against him to stop him from doing the work. So see, he said, so give me a letter when I'm traveling so folks can know I'm good traveling. Woo! Oh, I'm just getting so excited that I know some folk probably was so weaned from him because I know how folk do. The moment God start blessing you, then folks start acting crazy. And it could be to you, just start acting crazy. So how do you feel when some folk, and I don't know if so, but how people have kind of like scaled back from your life. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, do you try to hold on to them or you just kind of like, just like, you know, just like let them go? But when you see them, be like, hey, man, what's up? Like, how you feel about that?
I mean, the thing about me is it takes more energy to have animosity towards somebody than to just treat them normal. It takes more energy, so I don't really react to it. You know what I mean? Because it's like for example, like I came out with the hoodies was doing good, and then you had somebody DM me a logo that looks similar to mine. Never wore the hoodie, never hit me up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Never did business with me, but you're sending me something that, like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, I know it's a bunch of smiley face logos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm doing good with mine, so I don't need to see theirs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it is a lot of negative people, but I think a lot of negative people try to stay out of positive places. You know what I mean? Negative people usually try to bring you to their environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you just stay around positive people, those people won't come nowhere near you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then sometimes you can't see them, so sometimes you got to ask God to sort them out. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you got to see
them.
So sometimes you got to ask God to, you know, reveal, you know what I mean, reveal those people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you're running around and you're doing so much, like if you got your own business, you're doing a lot of running around. You got 1,000 thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't got time to be, you know what I mean? It might happen real fast. You might say something. You'd be like, yo, why do you say that? And then you go back to doing your business.
Yeah.
And you don't even remember that they said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or they did something. So it's like sometimes you got to ask God to reveal or remove.
Yeah.
Reveal or remove.
Yeah, how about that? Reveal and remove.
So as far as
So
as far as me, like, you know what I mean, more verbal to those types of people. Maybe I'm more of like, all right, separate. I don't like what you say.
Yes. Exactly.
We try to get 2023.
Blocked. I unfollowed you the whole nine. I just can't tolerate it. I'm telling you.
I'm more verbal. Mm-hmm. I'm more just, I mean, because you nip it in the bud when it happens.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. You nip it in the bud when it happens. I'll let it happen 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And remove myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Meek good at that too. My sister.
She real good at that.
That's not good around you.
Yeah, you know we like twins. Yes.
I'm more like my mom. I'm more like my mom.
You really are. Yes. We just let folks just slide and just go ahead, and we ain't gotta talk about it no more. You know what I'm saying? My broadcast is getting ready to end. Oh, my gosh. But this has been such a joy on today, just having you and just getting your thoughts about everything in terms of your faith, being steadfast, immovable, just overcoming challenges. And how you feel as a man and raising your son to in the Lord. I'm just blessed right now. I'm so super excited for you and where God is taking you and your journey. I don't know if anybody wants to press one and I'll take your call. I think I don't know if anybody on here wants to comment or say something. No. Okay. All right. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. This has been awesome on today. I'm going to just read a couple of names on here. I'm going to see if he's on here.
Yeah, remember, remove and reveal.
Yes.
Hi,
Robin Pitts. How are you? Yes. You said remove and reveal. Yes, that is a word right there. Remove and reveal. Yes, amen. Can hardly see these comments. Hi, Dylan. My nephew Dylan is on here. And my mom,
trying to read some of these names on here. Okay. So that's okay. Evangelist Renee Pickett Williams. And I see Ramika on here. I see Jasmine. I see Ramika. Amen. So I don't think I...
You recognize him in his guy. Yep. That's true, James.
Yes. Amen. And Christy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So your word of the day before we go is remove and reveal. Right?
Switch it around. What is reveal and remove?
I'm dyslexic. Rebuild and remove.
Rebuild
and remove.
I said it wrong, too. You got to see who you're removing, bro.
Yes, so that's the word right there. Rebuild and remove. Yes. Amen. So, but let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you, God. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today. We thank you for every day, God. We thank you for this broadcast on today. We thank you for those who are on this call, God. God, we thank you, dear God, for Anthony on today. I thank you, God, for allowing him to be able to come to share a word, God. I thank you, Father, for my family. I thank you for all the families that's on him. God, go before all their loved ones. Go before the ones that's on this call, Father God. We ask that, God, Lord, you will restore, Father God. Lord, you will replenish, Father God. And, Lord, you will build up, Father. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, down the cross for our sin, that we may have everlasting life. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. And know that you are victorious. Amen. And I see Cousin Camille on here. Amen. So God bless you guys. And yes. And have a wonderful day. All right. God bless. Bye. You.
Thank you.
Yes, I think it ended. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so amazing. That was so good. Oh, my God. That was amazing. That was awesome. I'm going to tell my story.
Mom, like, that was crazy. Yeah. That
was crazy. Here you go. Talk about the blank man. I said, ooh.
No,